Simon Shin Pei Beis, Sif Yud Dalad. The Mechaber says if someone rents Shus, a Skir Shus, from the Skir Lakitoi, from the employee of the Gaish Baal Bais, this man does for a certain amount of time, let's say does it for 20 years, even if he gets fired by the Baal Bais during that time from being Skir Lakitoi, still we're mutter until the end of this man. Similar to anything we do with this man, that even if something changes on the ground, but since for his man goes to the end of this man, we're bringing the Chayyadim and others, the same thing the Skir Lakitoi die, it's the same thing, that until the end of this man, the Skir is Chal. However, if he did schiris rishus from the schir l'kidah stam without giving his man, so if he gets fired, so then the schiris becomes bottle, because since the renter, the masker, has the right to back out after the first Shabbos whenever he wants, so schiris is only as long as it's socher. Once he stops being a socher, then the schiris ends. The Rambam says the same thing for the schiris rishus from the gizbar melch, person in charge of the gizbar of the king, the charge of storage house of the king, then he gets fired by the king. So the same thing, depends what's done this man, so then it goes to this man. But if it's stam, then it's only as long as he's the gizbar. Once he gets fired or retires from the gizbar, then it no longer is the skiris valid. Mishmur discussed over here if the gizbar melech keeps the money for himself from the skiris, he says it's fine. Stam and melech doesn't care. The rabbi says skiris could also keep the money and it's fine. Now, the mishmur brings to the achrenim, the lav davka gizbar melech, even a small low-level employee, ever of the avanim katan of the melech, they could do the skiris ashur, so it's considered skiris lakitoi. He's mitzayin the mishnah brought to mishin tzayav of kanyan ches. What he writes over there, he brings from the chayodim that no, it's very specific. Only the police have the right to enter your house. From them, you can do skiris rishus. From any other employee of the king, even people part of the military, if they don't have rishus to come into people's houses in the city, you cannot do skiris rishus from them. Now, the Bir Lacha points out what's interesting is that the Rambam over here says that the gizbar melech does not get fired entirely. He stops being gizbar, but he still gets fed by the king. He gets like a pension of some sort. He eats the pras amel, sounds like a pension. Then he still gets skir l'kitoi, and he still rent from him. His original skir is still kayim, and he still rent from him. Now, why is it any worse than those kord l'chayadim, those low-level employees who don't have the right to come into your house? Altogether, we hear the Achrayim say that even a low-level employee of the melech is good enough for a skir l'kitoi, and the chayadim holds, has to be someone who's part of the police, his right to enter your house. How's the shtim? How's that work out? And the Berloch is very bothered by this. He says maybe because he once had a high position by the king, and he's still getting food from the king, you see, it's not really a fight. So therefore, for sure, his original schiris he did before still remains. Even do new schiris, maybe he can still do a new schiris for sure, since the king is still holding on to him enough that he gives him food, he gives him a pension. See, they didn't really get into a fight, just he's sort of like being retired. So therefore, his schiris for sure still works. But the Mishnah is very bothered by this, if these two things do shtim and do work out with each other or not. In terms of doing for his man, how long his man do we do it for? The Achrayim say he can do it for a very long time. And this way, even if the person loses his position, once we deal with this man, it stays till the end of this man. The Mishnah Berurah says, I could not do it for more than 20 years. And the different halakha, 20 years, 50 years, how long to do it for? Sif Tezvav, the Mechaber says, if you and the guy live in the same house, you have to schiris from the guy, and the Erev Chatzeris from the Yid. It's considered two separate things. The Mishnah Berurah explains, discussing a case over here, where each have their own place in the house they use. Some would discuss, but the schir l'kitoi of the guy, if the Yid is shol rishus, he's part of the rishus of the guy, he wants to be schir l'kitoi of the guy. It only works if the Yid and the guy are mishtamish together in the whole house or in that specific part of the house. But if the Yid uses one spot, the guy doesn't use it all, and the guy uses other parts that the Yid doesn't use at all, then they get stuck two different entities, and it doesn't help us for schir rishus from the guy. The Erev of the Yid and schir rishus from the guy. There are masas over here that are discussing a case that each have their own dear from the atzma, and the same thing to goyim that live in one house. If the skiris is shus from each one separately, or unless you're doing one general skiris from the sari ear or something like that for everyone, because each one's considered their own entity since they each have their own part of the house. Mr. Burr brings the many paiskim, the argument of them all, and they say that even if they use the whole house together, still, since they consider two shutfim, the yid and the guy, or the two goyim, you have to deal with each one separately. Eir of the yid, skiris with each guy. Only by skir l'kitoi we could say that the mishtam is from one place together, the yid represents the guy who is skir l'kitoi of, or one guy could be skir l'kitoi of a different guy. But two shutvim, each one's a tie, each one's equal to each other, neither one's skir l'kitoi of the other one, and then you have to have eir of skir each one separately. Sif Tazayin, this Mechab discuss a guy who has five Yiddish workers working for him, they don't aser on each other, because the guy is really the Bailam over here, and they don't aser on each other. And the guy himself, these yidden are skir l'kitoi of him, and in terms of yidden asking each other, since the guy has the right to throw them out of, out of his house, Mr. Burr explains, therefore they have no rights over here. Supposedly, he doesn't have the right to throw them out of his house. The Bir Lacha says, then could they do aser on each other?